This afternoon at 2 o'clock, Troy Dannon will be formally introduced as Nebraska's new athletic director. Dannon last week accepted the job about a week after Trev Alberts left the position to take the same job at Texas A&M. Dannon has been the athletic director at the University of Washington the past 5 months. The Nebraska football team is back to work this morning for day two of spring practice. The Huskers started spring workouts on Monday. The Nebraska men's basketball team is reportedly losing two players to the NCAA transfer portal. They include guard Eli Rice, who appeared in 17 games for the Huskers and averaged 4 points a game. Rice suffered an ankle injury that prompted him to miss more than a month of action. Other Huskers leaving the program to enter the portal are Ramel Lloyd Jr. Following Saturday night's double overtime win over Oregon, the Creighton men's basketball team got back to work on Monday in Omaha to prepare for their NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 matchup with Tennessee this Friday night. Blue Jays head coach Greg McDermott says the Volunteers are a good defensive team.
With no disrespect to UConn, I think they're the best defensive team we've played this year. The numbers would indicate that. I think Houston's one and Iowa State's two and Tennessee's three.
Tip-off for the Jays and Vols is Friday night at 9:15 Lincoln time on TBS and True TV. The Creighton women's basketball team was eliminated in the second round of the NCAA tournament Monday night. They fell to UCLA 67-63. Nothing official yet had been announced, but the Nebraska baseball team's game at Kansas State is still on at this point. At 6 o'clock tonight down in Manhattan, weather permitting, the game will be carried on ESPN+. The Nebraska men's gymnastics team competes at Ohio State today beginning at 3. It'll be televised by BTN. Elkhorn North girls basketball coach Ann Prince announced on social media Monday night that she's retiring. Prince coached the Wolves to 4 straight Class B state titles in the first 4 years of the school's existence. Her daughter, Husker women's basketball commit Britt Prince, was recently named Nebraska's girls basketball Gatorade Player of the Year. And Prince had a 97-5 coaching record at Elkhorn North. Bellevue West Jaden Jackson is Nebraska's Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year. And in high school baseball Monday, Lincoln North Star won 13-1 in 5 innings over Lincoln Northeast. Lincoln Lutheran shut out Fall City 10-0, and Norris run ruled Lincoln Pius X 11-0. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.